The opulent Bryant vase was the first piece of American silver to enter the museum's collection in 1877.
And at the time, it would have been a brand new piece of silver. It would have been modern art.
Curator Beth Weiss.
It was made in 1875-6 for presentation to the poet and newspaper editor William Cullen Bryant. And it was commissioned on the event of his 80th birthday by a group of his friends.
The Greek-shaped vase is a tour de force of chasing, which is sculpting the silver with small steel tools. All the ornamental motifs are symbolic. American flora, such as apple blossoms, cover the entire vase. And oval Renaissance Revival medallions show scenes from Bryant's life and work, such as an image of him writing in his library.
There's also a wonderful, rather classical portrait of him on the front, wearing a sort of Greek robe and with his great woolly beard.
It's very difficult to see, but under Bryant's shoulder is the monogram EJS of the man who chased the vase.
So we know a great deal about this. We know who designed it. We know who chased it. We know that five of the medallions were designed by the great American sculptor Augustus St. Gaudens. So there's a great artistic as well as literary component to this vase.
And inlaid around the neck of the vase is one of Bryant's most famous verses, which says, "Truth crushed to earth shall rise again."